girl. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got a year. Wow, I feel nice. A sugar and spice.
No, I feel nice, like sugar and spice, and I'm getting ready to talk about hypertension. We're here with Dr. Shirin Shafazad. Boy, I butchered that, didn't I, Doc? Hello, doctor. Hello, doctor. D, where's my doctor? She hung up? All right. Well, hopefully she'll call back. Anyway, what everybody needs to know is that high blood pressure is not just hypertension. That's what they measure in doctor's offices every time you have an appointment. But this high blood pressure is really looking at how the left side of your heart works. You know, there's another kind of high blood pressure that involves the right heart, right side of the heart, and the lungs. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. This high blood pressure in the lungs is called pulmonary hypertension, or PAH. I can't say all of pulmonary arterial hypertension. You know, PAH is a chronic life-changing disease that can lead to right heart failure if left untreated. D looks like he's talking to the doctor. Was that the doctor, D? Is that the doctor now? Doctor, are you there?
I'm here, but you know what? Your connections are not correct. I'm getting two or three different.
Yeah, there's a bleed. You guys have to clean the line. I hear the bleed over, too. Okay, that's clean. I hear it clean now. How about you,
Perfect.
Doc?
Perfect. That's great.
All right, I butchered your name, so I'm going to try it again. I'll butcher it again, and then I'm just going to apologize again.
We're on with
Dr. Shirin Shafazan.
Very good.
Oh, perfect. Awesome. So I read about what we're talking about, but you're the expert. Help me out. You know,
I get
blood pressure taken all the time, but my wife has kidney disease, and so I know all about high blood pressure being a silent killer.
Yeah, and this one is a different one, because when we talk about the blood pressure that you get at your doctor's office, we're looking at the left side of the heart. But when we talk about pulmonary hypertension, we're actually talking about the right side of the heart. The heart has four chambers, and it's two big pumps, the left side and the right side. And the right side is responsible for getting all that blood from the body into the lungs through the pulmonary arteries. And that's where, once it gets into the lungs, the blood can pick up the oxygen that it needs to give us the oxygen that our muscles need to do everything that we do every day and to live. So when someone has pulmonary hypertension, what's happening is that the pressures in those arteries on the right side of the lung are going up. The arteries in the lungs are getting kind of small and narrow, and the pressures keep on building up higher and higher, and eventually the right heart says, you know what, I can't pump through anymore, and then you're in trouble when that happens.
Wow. I mean, you know, you hear about these sudden things that happen out of nowhere. This isn't something that happens out of nowhere, but it appears sudden. I mean, what kind of symptoms does this have?
The symptoms are so subtle that sometimes people don't even think about pulmonary hypertension. That's why this is such a great opportunity that you've given me to sort of get the awareness out there for everyone. So usually someone may say, and in one form of pulmonary hypertension, especially called pulmonary arterial hypertension, where young women in their 20s, 30s, 40s are more likely to get this condition, the person says, you know what, I'm kind of run down, I'm a little bit short of breath, I'm not walking as fast as I used to, or if they're athletic, I can't run as fast as I used to. And, you know, people don't even think about pulmonary hypertension because it is so gradual in onset and the symptoms are so vague. You know, when you say you're tired or you're a little bit short of breath, you can think of so many other reasons why. I'm getting old, yeah, especially if you're getting old or if you're a little bit of weight on, you know, extra weight. So all of those makes it difficult sometimes to make the diagnosis, and the doctors need to be aware that there is a possibility that this person has pulmonary hypertension.
Now, who are the people that gets this stuff?
There's a lot of risk factors for it. In the pulmonary arterial hypertension category, you can have people who just get it out of the blue. Unfortunately, we don't know why that happens. And then there are those who have a previous history of diseases like scleroderma, rheumatoid arthritis. These are called connective tissue diseases.
Okay.
In essence, it's the body attacking itself.
Ooh.
And it can attack the lungs, the heart, the pulmonary arteries, and all the other body parts.
So that's like an autoimmunity thing?
Autoimmune, exactly. And those people are at risk for getting pulmonary hypertension. Some
people
with liver disease end up getting pulmonary hypertension.
Hmm.
Some people who have heart disease, for whatever reason, if they were born with a heart problem, Even though it may have been fixed, depending on when it got fixed, the problem or repaired, they may end up still having pulmonary hypertension. And then there are other categories where people have longstanding lung disease, like emphysema, like COPD, and they just don't have enough oxygen in their body to begin with because of the lung problem. And over time, it could damage the pulmonary arteries and cause pulmonary hypertension.
Now, is this more going to be in women, men? Is it like race-related?
Well, in pulmonary arterial hypertension, that first category where, you know, we're talking about the autoimmune diseases and the stuff that happens without us knowing why, that tends to be more in women. In fact, like 3 or 4 times more common in women than it is in men. And it is bad because it happens in these women who are very young. They have young families often, and so it strikes them at a very key time in their lives. In other categories, like the lung disease category, or those people who get clots through their pulmonary arteries and then later on develop pulmonary hypertension, that can happen to anyone.
Wow. Now, how about pregnant? Well, you know, we only got about 2 or 3 minutes left. I want to make sure we hit the stuff you really want to get out there.
Sure.
You know, pregnant women are at risk for this, but I wanted to get to something at the end because I'm kind of old. I'm like 50-something, and I remember when one of my parents' friends died because they took this drug combination to lose weight called Fen-Phen.
Absolutely.
What's the story? Is that still out there?
No, they don't have Fen-Phen, fortunately, anymore because of all the bad things that happened. But in the 80s, there was a big chunk of the population who took Fen-Phen, and unfortunately, they ended up getting pulmonary hypertension, also some valve problems with, and many other heart problems. So, yes, Fen-Phen. And nowadays, we unfortunately, people who, for whatever reason, use methamphetamines, they're at risk for pulmonary hypertension as well.
Well, you got to go through the med school library and tell them all that.
Absolutely.
Now we've only got a couple of minutes left, Doc. So why don't you tell people how they can get a hold of you? Because people are probably sitting there going, oh, my God, I might have this.
Yeah, so the one thing is I want to make sure that, you know, not to start a panic attack. There are many reasons for someone being short of breath, obviously. Like a panic attack, exactly. And so they need to be addressed first. But if all the reasons have sort of been worked through and your doctor hasn't come up with something, then maybe there is pulmonary hypertension. So that's number one. And then obviously to pay attention to your symptoms. If they're getting worse, you have to seek care. So University of Miami, the good thing is we have a very multidisciplinary team approach to this. I work closely with cardiologists, with nurses, and, you know, with other pulmonologists to try and treat this condition. So if they get in touch with me through University of Miami, if they need my help, I'll be very happy to help them.
So they can just go to uhealth.com and look you up, and there you go.
There you go.
Wow, this has really been terrific. You know, this silent killer stuff, I've seen it in action in my own household. If you don't recognize the signs, there's big problems ahead. I want to thank you so much, Doctor, for coming on the show. Doctor, I'm going to give it one more shot. Dr. Shirin Shafazand.
Thank you for the opportunity. I appreciate it.
It's our pleasure. Thank you to UHealth for bringing you to our show. We'll be back after this. I'm going to talk about the background on my comments in the Wall Street Journal that were published this Wednesday. Stick with us. We'll be back after this. D, take it away.